Senator Hoffman, thanks for coming on KDLG this morning.
Yes, it's great. Haven't been to the Bay for about a year, but plan to come out and visit the people this summer and check on my Uncle Ray out there in the Lignigic.
All right. Well, the House passed a budget last night, and I think all of us are waiting to take a little bit closer look at it. But some said it didn't cut enough. Others said it cut too much. But now it heads your direction. What's your take on just your initial impression? Do you think that the Senate will look to cut more or restore some funding? Or what do you think how this will play out?
Well, I think that there may be some tweaks to add things back, but I think overall the Senate, in talking with the rest of my colleagues, the Senate wants to get closer to living with our means, which will result in additional cuts.
And what's your sense on the idea that has been expressed out of here that rural Alaska, when they bear the brunt of across-the-board cuts, is unfair to some rural communities? Is that a message that you've received and are concerned about?
Well, Dave, I don't know what the cuts were, but one of the reasons that I joined the Senate majority as a Democrat was I told them I would join as long as I felt that rural Alaska in the budget cuts, and they knew they were going to happen, were fair and equitable across the board. I understood that drastic cuts have to be made, but there has to be some fairness throughout the state. So that is the rule of thumb that I've been utilizing. And to be quite frank, Senator Kelly has and Senator McKinnon, both of them have expressed that on their own to the group. So I think that message is at least getting across. Whether or not that translates into action remains to be seen.
Senator, you're on the Senate Finance Committee, which has been hearing various testimony on bills related to marijuana's legalization in the state. Do you get the sense that we will have the wrinkles ironed out by the time this session ends related to marijuana?
No, I think the major issues will be addressed, you know, so that we know what the law says on the topics of how, what are the penalties for certain actions, and having the limits so that people know what they are. But how do you implement, dispensaries and many of these other things probably are going to be needed to be tweaked. And when we had the local, alcohol licenses, we had several, in the end today, we have several different options for local communities. Here, it's in or out. So I think that there's going to be further refinement in the years to come.
All right. Several communities that you represent are dry communities for alcohol, and some have been expressing, you know, concern or interest in maybe being dry for marijuana. Will that be a possibility, do you think?
Yes, I've talked to several of my colleagues in the Senate, and what I have questioned is, can we, as the legislature, sitting as the assembly for the unorganized borough, opt out of the marijuana situation and allow the community to have the discussion individually to opt back in, instead of having those communities, which many of them, I believe, may just go ahead and do what they've done with alcohol, is opt out, save them the money, and they will be automatically out. And if they want to have the community discussion, they give them the option to opt back in. And I've talked to several of the members of the Finance Committee, and they seem receptive to that concept. But the decision on that issue is going to be made today, this afternoon.
Finally, one more question for you, Senator. You voted in support of exempting Alaska from daylight savings time this week, and that bill now goes to the House. Do you think this is the right time for Alaska to do this?
Well, you know, I think it should have happened a long time ago. When you, especially out in Western Alaska where we are, you know, I find it, you know, a little bit disturbing when I'm down here in Juneau and I go back home to Western Alaska in Bethel. We have, I lose an hour to hour and a half of daylight in the evenings, but it's daylight down here. So that additional hour of daylight in the evenings, I think, will help children playing, going and coming from school in the fall. You know, I don't know if it's as important in the morning as in the evening. So I believe that this is long overdue and will help out tremendously in Western and Northern Alaska.
Senator Lyman Hoffman from Bethel talking to us from Juneau this morning. Senator, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.